call this meeting of the Legislative Council to order. Today is Wednesday, August 27th, 2025. It's 1:03 p.m. We are in the Anchorage Legislative Office Building. Ms. Truitt, can you please call the roll?
Representative Carrick. Speaker Edgman. Representative Kopp. Representative Prox. Representative Schrage.
Here.
Representative Stutes.
Here.
Representative Mears.
Here. Here.
Senator Clayman. Senator Giesel. Senator Gray Jackson.
Honored to be here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Keel.
Here.
Senator Stedman. Senator Tobin.
Here.
Representative Garrett.
Here.
Vice Chair Stevens.
Here.
Chair Hannon.
Here.
10 members present.
With 10 members present, we have a quorum to conduct business. Senator Stevens, can I call on you for a motion for approval of the agenda first?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move and ask unanimous consent that Legislative Council approve the agenda as presented.
Hearing and seeing no objections to approval of the agenda as presented, we are going to consider the agenda approved. That brings us to approval of minutes for our June 25th, 2025 meeting. Senator Stevens, do we have a motion?
Thank you. I'm sure I move and ask unanimous consent that Legislative Council approve the minutes dated June 25th, 2025, as presented.
I see no objection or anyone seeking to make changes. So, seeing no objection, we're going to consider the minutes from the June 25, 2025 meeting approved. That brings us to committee business. The first action item has to do with the Anchorage Legislative Office Building janitorial contract renewal. Senator Stevens, do we have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council approve renewal of number 4 of the contract for janitorial services with Q-1 Services, LLC, in an amount not to exceed $56,000.
All right, and I'm going to object to the motion for purposes of information and discussion, and I'm going to ask Procurement Officer J.C. Kestel to come forward and provide us information on this contract renewal.
Thank you, Chair Hannon and members of the committee. For the record, J.C. Kestel, Procurement Officer for the Legislative Affairs Agency. Included in your packets is a brief memo explaining the renewal process request from the agency for the Anchorage Legislative Office Building janitorial services. This contract has been in effect for a number of years, and this is the fourth renewal option that we're requesting Legislative Council's approval to exercise. The agency has been happy with their services, and they've been a great contractor to work with for our operations manager. I'm happy to answer any questions and you may have.
Are there any questions? All right. Then I'm going to remove my objection and ask Ms. Truitt to please take a roll call vote on the motion to approve the janitorial contract renewal.
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Representative Kopp. Representative Schrock.
Yes.
Representative Stutes.
Yes.
Representative Mears.
Yes.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Tobin.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
10 yeas, 0 nays.
So with 10 yeas and 0 nays, the motion has approved the renewal of the Anchorage Legislative Office Build janitorial contract. That brings us to an executive session, and we will go into an executive session for consideration of an RFP for the Anchorage LIO, Anchorage Legislative Office Building, having to do with the audiovisual system installation, dais replacement for the Denali Room, which we are sitting at, and the Department of Homeland Security consultant briefings and mailroom relocation. Senator Stevens, can you make the motion to go into executive session, please?
Yes, Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B1, discussion of matters the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of a government unit, and 22B3, discussion of a matter that may by law be required to be confidential. The following people may remain in the room or online for the executive session: Jesse Geary, Asante Lesh, Tim Powers, J.C. Kessel, Michael Mills, Dana Nicholas, Brian Hinberger, Megan Wallace, Emily Nauman, Tom Kolosky, Michaela Bradner, Matt Simpson, any legislators not on Legislative Council, and any staff of Legislative Council members.
Thank you. There's no objection, but we will take a brief at ease to transition into the executive session.
Recording is off. To resume recording, press star 9 again.
Thank you.
All participants are muted.
Meeting of the Legislative Council back to order at 3:22 p.m. Ms. Truitt, will you please give us a roll call to reestablish a quorum?
Here. Here.
Here. I don't think you're on, Ms. Truitt. Let's void that roll and see. Is Ms. Truitt live? Okay, let's start again with the roll call.
Representative Carrick.
Here.
Speaker Edgman. Representative Kopp.
Here.
Representative Prox.
Here.
Representative Schrage.
Here.
Representative Stutes.
Here.
Representative Mears.
Here.
Senator Klayman. Senator Giesel.
Here.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Honored to be here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Keel.
Here.
Senator Stedman. Senator Tobin.
Here.
Vice Chair Stevens.
Here.
Chair Hannon.
Here.
12 members present.
With 12 members present, we have a quorum to conduct business. Both Representative Prox and Senator Giesel joined us much earlier in the day during the executive session. So coming out of executive session, we have a few action items to take. And the first one is dealing with RFP 689 on audiovisual installation for the Anchorage Legislative Office Building. Senator Stevens, do you have a motion for that?
Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council approve award of RFP 689 to Sound Decisions, LLC, with a not-to-exceed contract value of $257,000.
And I'm going to object for purposes of discussion and ask Mr. Powers, who is our Chief Technology and Outreach Officer, and to provide us brief information about that RFP, and Mr. Kestel, if we need you, also.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of Legislative Council. For the record, my name is Tim Powers, Chief Technology and Outreach Officer for the Legislative Affairs Agency. I'm here today to discuss the replacement and modernization of the audio-video system for the Anchorage Legislative Information Office here in the Anchorage Legislative Office building. The need for this upgrade mirrors the challenges that we successfully addressed in the Capitol this last year. The existing systems at the Anchorage LAO are outdated, lack adequate controls for quality audio recording and staff interaction.
Closer.
Need longer mics in here. And third, they're becoming increasingly unreliable. First off, this was designed for another location. This audio system was built for a different building. When we moved into this current building, it was reprogrammed by a second company, nowhere near the capacity that we needed, controls that we had. It is reaching its end of life. Current system is failing. Static is coming in on streams and on the phone lines. It's hard for certain mics to be heard outside. It's got limited hybrid meeting support. This room has not had a Teams integration professionally performed. The Teams cart we have in the back room that's been abandoned here, so this will solve that problem as well. This upgrade will standardize that technology between Juneau and Anchorage, making this room identical to any Capitol Committee room, which is for members' benefit and for the support staff benefit. This project was, RFP was run earlier this summer. It resulted in five interested parties. One bid was ultimately received, however. It was received at $244,532.71. We're requesting approximately a 5% contingency with that for a total of $257,000. This is a complex project. There are two other components to it. There is a programming component and furniture replacement in here as well, but those do not require council action at this time. I thank you for the consideration, and this is a crucial investment in the accessibility and efficiency of the legislative process, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
And Senator Stevens, I'm going to just, because we had two different sets of ears, I'm going to ask you to reprise the dollar value in the motion you made.
Yes, it was $257,000.
Thank you. All right. Is there anyone seeking the floor? With that, I am going to remove my objection and ask Ms. Truitt to take a roll call vote on the motion on RFP 689.
Representative Carrick.
Yeah.
Representative Cox. Representative Cox.
Yes.
Representative Shoggy.
Yes.
Representative Stoops.
Yes.
Representative Mears.
Yes.
Senator Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Tobin.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
12 yeas, 0 nays.
So with 12 yeas and 0 nays, the motion has passed. Mr. Powers did mention that besides the audiovisual equipment, there will be some programming of that equipment, and the dais, the table we are sitting at that these will be installed in, will also be replaced as part of the scope of that project. They are not part of the RFP as we've just adopted it, but in the scope of the project will also be addressed. The next item that we need to address coming out of executive session is the mailroom relocation funding. Senator Stevens, do you have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council approve the transfer of funds as follows. $200,000 from Budget and Audit Committee, $40,000 from Legislative Council, $40,000 from Legislative Operating Budget, Senate Operating, and $44,100 from Legislative Operating Budget, House Operating, for a total of $324,100.
And I, again, am going to object for purposes of the discussion and ask Ms. Geary to briefly reprise the mailroom project, mailroom relocation project.
We have a very brief at ease.
Brief at ease.
All participants are muted.
We're back on the record. Senator Stevens, I'm going to ask you to restate the motion and include, after the allocations of the four components we're moving money from, there is in the motion sheet a bifurcation that $292,000 is going to administrative services and $32,100 is going to facilities rent for the total of $324,100. So if you could reprise that motion and include that previous clause.
Sure. So I move that Legislative Council approve the transfer of funds as follows. From Budget and Audit Committee, $200,000. From Legislative Council, $40,000. From Legislative Operating Budget, from Senate Operating Budget, $40,000. and from legislative operating budget of the House operating, 44.1004. $292,000 to be transferred to administrative services, and $32,100 to be transferred to facilities rent for a total of $324,100 to support relocating the Capitol mailroom to an off-site package and mail screening center as recommended by the 2022 CISA security assessment.
Thank you. And again, I'm going to object for purposes briefly of discussion and see if it's Gary or Ms. Kestel.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of Legislative Council. For the record, Jessica Geary, Executive Director, Legislative Affairs Agency. So last December, the Legislative Council for the 33rd Legislature approved moving the mailroom screening location to from the Capitol to an offsite location. The agency began work on that, and throughout the most recent session budget process, the funding was not approved to move forward. So this transfer of funds will allow the agency to continue with the work of moving the package screening location off-site in advance of the 2026 session, and we will rectify these budget transactions in our upcoming session budget request for fiscal year 2027. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
I am looking around and seeing no questions. We did have extensive discussion of this executive session, and no one online is seeking my attention, so I'm going to remove my objection and ask Ms. Truitt to take a roll call vote on the motion.
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Prox.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Representative Stoops.
Yes.
Representative Mears.
Yes.
Senator Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Tobin.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
12 yeas, 0 nays.
So with 12 yeas and 0 nays, the motion has passed. We have one more motion related to that, and that is the purchase of the mailroom equipment. Senator Stevens, do you have a motion for us?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move that Legislative Council approve the purchase of mailroom screening equipment from Pacific Microrem Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $136,750.
Again, I'm going to object for purposes of discussion. Mr. Kestel briefly addressed this motion.
Thank you, Chair Hannon. For the record, J.C. Kestel, Procurement Officer for the Legislative Affairs Agency. The agency researched extensively to what equipment would be needed for a mailroom facility shift like this, and to properly screen the incoming packages and mail. Without disclosing too much about the equipment, certain pieces were identified that are only serviced and warrantied through a particular vendor in Alaska. The agency has requested to move forward with the purchases of this equipment for the new facility, and I'm happy to answer questions.
Brief at ease. back on the record. Excuse me. Go ahead. Anything else on the mailroom equipment purchase? I am going to remove my objection. Ms. Truitt, will you please take a roll call vote?
Representative Garrett.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Prox.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Representative Stutes.
Yes.
Representative Mears.
Yes.
Senator Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Tobin.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
12 yeas, 0 nays.
And with 12 yeas and 0 nays, the motion has passed. I have nothing further on the Legislative Council agenda. Senator Gray Jackson.
Madam Chair, I just want to make a few comments, if that's okay. But I just want to thank Mr. Powers and Mr. Kessel for their efforts in enhancing the audio and video systems in this LIO committee room, because it not only benefits the legislature and our staff, but it also benefits the public. And I'm sure they're going to be really, really pleased. And I also want to thank Chief Mike and JC and anybody else involved in their efforts to enhance the security in the Capitol. And I want to thank this committee for supporting those efforts. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator. And with that, we are going to be adjourned at 3:38.